Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Today marks the 60th anniversary of the historic U.S. Supreme Court decision that mandated racial equality in public education. Several celebrations of the Brown versus Board of Education decision are planned in Boston today. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on lessons about the ruling for Boston school children.
There's hundreds of years of experience of people working to make change. And most of that was birthed by what we're celebrating today.
Horace Small is executive director of the Union of Minority Neighborhoods. He was one of several people who spoke to students at the Higginson Lewis School in Roxbury about the historic decision. The event was part of a series of school programs about the history of Boston Public Schools and efforts to provide quality education for all of its students.
I can tell you how many students stopped in my office and started asking me questions. The law was already put on the books. Why do we feel like we're different? Why do other schools have more than we do?
Lena Galloway Reddick helped plan the event.
I think one of the students said it best. If I went to a charter school and one student was in a charter school and they started to see that they had computers in their school, why is it different for us to be in this school, a public school, that doesn't have those things?
So the school budget for the city of Boston in total with the city funds and state funds is $1.2 billion, right? Do you feel like you go to a billion-dollar school?
Tito Jackson chairs the Boston City Council's Education Committee.
Most of the buildings in the city of Boston were actually built in the early 1900s, and you're still going to school in those same facilities, while other places in the state have actually gone forward and actually built new schools.
But there are some quality schools in Boston. Barbara Fields with the Black Educators Alliance of Massachusetts says there just aren't enough of them.
The problem with Boston, though, is that it's in pockets. Some children are achieving the goal of excellence because they're provided the facilities, they're provided the resources, they're provided the support. We really don't fund our schools in the way it should.
Brown versus Board of Education was a turning point in the desegregation of public schools and paved the way for Boston's 1974 school desegregation orders. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.